This is the palace of Gokul. This is part of the estate. This is part of the estate of Nanda Baba. He had a very large estate here in Gokul and a big palace. We saw those columns there at Gokul, brief darshan, and then we saw the grinding mortar. So this was the Yamuna was running right by his palace. So Krishna had all of his childhood, all of his Balya Leela here, from the time of birth until he was about 3.5 years old. So this is the place of naughty pastimes, crawling pastimes, lying pastimes, and stealing pastimes. Krishna was too young to, he wasn't really doing anything but playing with his friends. When he went to Chatikara, he started taking calves here and there. And then later at Chatikara, and Gopastami, when he was 6, then he took charge of the cows. So here is mostly the leelas here in Gokul are Vatsalya Bhav, motherly love, parental love. So anyone who's interested in eternally loving Gopal as their shishu, as their child, as their priya shishu, then this is the place for you. This is the place for you. This is Brahman Ghat. This is their bathing place. And they used to play here. One day all the boys were gathered here under all these banyan trees and peepal trees and beautiful shade everywhere. Peacocks were strutting about. The parrots were in the trees singing the fifth note. And there's a beautiful breeze coming off the Yamuna. And then the boys started joking with Krishna. And Dauji was there, Sridham, Subal, Mandali Bhadra, Kinkini, Stoka Krishna, Vidagda. All the coward boys were there. And they made some conspiracy. Even children are also making conspiracies. And they got together and they put their finger at Krishna. They said, "Listen, why are you so black? You're blacker than the ace of spades. I mean, you're blacker than midnight. Now, your brother is white as the moon. Dauji is white as the moon. And your mother's golden like gold, and your father is golden like molten gold. How you came black? I don't think that you're Yashoda Nandan. This is not your real name. You're not Nanda Nandan. You're Kala Nandan. You're Kala Nandan. Kala means black. Nandan means sun. You're the son of blackness. You're Amavasya Nandan. Amavas Nandan. You're the son of Amavasya. You're not. What is this Nanda Nandan, Yashoda Nandan? Ah, no. This is Galak Bolte. What is it? Galak. This is Galak. This is lying. So then Krishna's. He was. What? What? Mean? Me? I'm not the son of Yashoda? What are you saying? They said, "Yeah, that's right. Look. I'm golden. My mother's golden. He's. What is you? You're some funny thing." And then the boy said, "Oh yeah, maybe he's black. Maybe we should stop playing with him. You know, we don't want any integration over here. Apartheid system." So he wanted to. The boys were making some conspiracy to make Krishna feel very embarrassed. That, "Oh, am I? Is that true? That Yashoda's not my mother? And Nanda Baba and Baba's not my father?" So all the Dauji, Balaram, his older brother, even his older brother was conspiring against him. This happens sometimes. So Dauji and all the other coward boys, they started making faces at Krishna and looking at him. "Oh, you're not good. You're some funny person. You don't have proper gotra." And they're saying things and they're pushing him. And then Krishna started crying. He started crying. And Krishna's crying. And then he ran home to his mother. He said, Mother, they say, I'm not your son, I'm not your son." Krishna was basically throwing a tantrum. Tantrum. He was rolling around in the courtyard, and he was rubbing his eyes and weeping bitterly. And Mother Yashoda says, What is wrong? And she gathered her lala. She put up Krishna in her lap, and she said, "Oh, what is wrong? Why are you crying?" And then Krishna said, "No, out!" And he pushed her away and jumped off her lap. And then she went and cat him again. "Why are you crying? Hey, don't touch me. You're not my mother. I'm not your son." And then Mother Yashoda says, What are you talking about? You're my son. Who is telling you this? Who is saying like this? And then Krishna said, All the boys are saying, even Dauji, even Balaram is telling me that I'm not your son. And now I'm going to run away now. I'm going to pack my bags. I'm leaving because I'm not your son. I don't want to stay here anymore." So then Mother Yashoda, somehow she calmed down Krishna. And she kept him on her lap and she said, "Listen, I'm really your mother. You have to believe me. As Prabhupada said, if you want to know who your father is, you have to ask your mother. So there's no ever any question about asking who your mother is. So she says, listen, Lala, in the name of Lord Narayan, she was saying, I take a vow, or whatever you call it, oath, in the name of Vishnu, that in Narayan, I am your mother, believe me, don't listen to what these boys said. So somehow Krishna cooled down, and then he accepted that he's actually Yashoda Nandan. So this is the beauty of Braj. This is the beauty of Braj and the beauty of Krishna's Leela. You'll never find such Leelas in Ayodhya with Ramachandra. Although he had some Balram Leela with Kaushalya, but not like to this extent, and not this intimacy, not this. There's no time when Ram ever thought that he wasn't the son of Kaushalya in Ayodhya. But this is the sweetness, this is the beauty of the Vatsalya, the loving mood in Braj. Because here, there's a speciality of the relationships. Here, love shines in its most beautiful, attractive, and sweet form. Because here in Braj, all the relationships are based on love. There's two principles working in this world. One is relationships based on love, and the other is love based on relationship. So which is stronger? Obviously, relationship based on love is much stronger than love based on relationship. For example, in Braj, all of Krishna's most intimate relationships are only based on love. First of all, Nanda and Yashoda are not his mother and father. Devaki and Vasudeva on the other side in Mathura, they're his mother and father. So he came here and always there's a mood, there's a very special mood our acharyas are revealing, a special mood in all the rasas, all the major rasas of Braj. In Sakyaras, in Dasyaras, Sakyaras, Vatsaliras, and Madhuriras, there's a special mood, it's called Parakiya Bhav. Parakiya means belonging to another. Everyone thinks that Krishna doesn't belong to me, he belongs to somebody else, and I can only keep him with me on the strength of my love. The depth of my love, our relationship is only based on love. He's not my son, he's not my brother, he's not my wife, he's not my husband, and I'm not his servant. At any moment, I can lose his darshan, I can lose his seva. There's a very special bhav that we find in Braj Mandal. This Parakiya bhav is not only between Radha and Krishna, because the love between Radha and Krishna is not based, oh, you're my wife, you have to love me. I'm your Sita, you're my Ram. Ek Patni Brata, Maryada. So that relationship and all other relationships everywhere in this world, it's love based on relationship. Oh, you're my wife. My father arranged a marriage with you, so I guess I have to love you. I don't really. Oh, you're my brother. We have the same mother. I guess I'm supposed to love you because, you know, you're my brother, but I actually can't stand you. So this is love based on relationship. But in Braj, all the relationships are based on love. Because everyone in Braj is thinking that there's no guarantee that Krishna will stay here. Mother Yashoda and Nanda, they're thinking, well, Krishna came from Mathura, maybe he goes back. Maybe my son, I lose my son. So when you have that feeling of anticipation, I may lose my son, then you want to shower so much love and so much affection that they forget everything about their other mother and father, and they forget everything about Mathura. So there's such an anxiousness and such a freshness and a novelty in their expression of love towards Krishna, and he forgets everything, and he fully identifies, I am Yashoda Nandan, I am Nandan Nandan. Balaram is the son of Rohini and Vasudev, but Balaram is thinking that Krishna is my brother. But they have a different mother and father. And Krishna thinks that Dauji means my older brother. Balaram, Dauji is my older brother. And they feel they're inseparable. Krishna and Balaram are inseparable. They crawled everywhere together. They stole together. They crawled together. They danced together. And when they grew up and Krishna had his rasa dance with his gopis, and Balaram had his rasa dance with his gopis, then they play holy. And they play holy together. Always they're together. They're inseparable. So they're the most intimate relationship of brotherly love, of Sakyaras, but they were not brothers. So the relationship was based on love, not that the love was based on the relationship. So one day, it seemed that Krishna's boyfriends always wanted to get him into trouble. That was their sport. That was their fun. So one day some of the boys, they came to Mother Yashoda and they said, "Oh, guess what? You worked so hard and took some milk from very special cows and made some very special laddus and some rasgulla and gulab jamun and so many nice laddus. But Krishna, he fed all those laddus and sweets to the crows. He gave all those sweets to the crows and they had a good feast, a crow utsav. Kaka, what is it? Kaka. Koa. Koa utsav. And they ate all those sweets. And now, what is he? You know what he's doing? He's eating clay. He's on the banks. He's on the banks of the Jamuna, and he's taking the laddus, and he's taking the clay and making laddu, and he's popping 1, 2, 3 in his mouth. No, what? What's this? My son is eating dirt. Oh, he'll die. This will poison him. What are you talking about? Yes, Maya, we saw with our own eyes. It's a fact. He's doing like this. You should see for yourself. Mother Yashoda came here to this place, Pramandagat, maybe under this tree, I don't know, but in this place. And then she saw Krishna and she said, "Listen, Lala, all the boys are saying you threw away all my laddus and fed the crows. You gave all my laddus to the crows. Is this true?" "No, mother, this is not true." "And they also said that you're eating clay. Is this true?" "Who's saying I'm eating clay?" "Dowji said you're eating clay, Shridam, Subal. All the boys are saying you're eating clay instead of my laddus." "They're lying. They're always lying, don't you know? Why you believe them? I'm your son. You don't believe me right from... I'm telling you straight. They're all lying." And then Mother Yashoda, she's thinking that, you see, in Krishna's pastimes, she doesn't scold him. Mother Yashoda doesn't actually scold Krishna for stealing. When Krishna steals yogurt, she doesn't punish him or rebuke him. But when she heard that he was eating clay, then she came to scold him. "What is this? Why she's pulling his ear? Why are you eating clay?" She was scolding, rebuking him, because that's her motherly love. That's her vatsalya, her intense affection for his safety. Because motherly love means protection. Motherly love means protection, education, and correcting, and nourishment. So she wants to see that her son is safe and sound and healthy and happy. So there was some threat to this. Because his stealing yogurt, if Krishna's stealing yogurt, koi badne, no problem. His yogurt is good. It's good for good nourishment. And Krishna likes the taste of stolen yogurt better than her yogurt. Because if you steal something, it tastes better. Krishna said, and then she's, "All right, then open your mouth. I don't believe you. I think you're lying." Because, as you know, if you've ever been a parent, a mother, father, it is the nature of children that when they get in trouble, they lie. Whenever a child gets when he gets in trouble and does something wrong and he gets caught by his mother and father, then he tells a lie. Did you break this jar? "Oh no, not me, mother. I didn't break it." Just like once Krishna broke the kumbha, the yogurt pot. Yogurt went all over the floor and Mother Yashoda caught him. Said, "Hey, why you broke this yogurt pot and made a big mess?" No, I didn't break it." "Don't you know that when you got up and ran to get the hot milk boiling in the stove, that your ankle bell hit the pot? Your ankle bell hit the pot and you broke the pot." "I didn't break the pot." "Hey, what makes you think I broke the pot?" So as soon as the child gets caught stealing or lying, he'll immediately say, I didn't do it. There's some big noise in the kitchen or somewhere, big boom. Your mother comes out, What happened? Something broke." No, I didn't do it." So Krishna is lying. He's saying, "No, I didn't eat clay." He was eating clay. Why not? He can eat anything. And he can make one thing into another thing. So he was telling lie, and Mother Yashoda said, "Listen, okay, open your mouth. Let me look in your mouth, see if you're eating clay." When Mother Yashoda looked into Krishna's open mouth, then she saw countless universes, Brahmand. Brahmand means universe. She saw so many universes and countless Brahmas and Shivas and Indras and all kinds of moving and unmoving, non-moving living entities. And she saw so many things inside his mouth. And then she closed her eyes and she couldn't believe it. She was amazed. She was astonished. This is a type of gonaras or secondary ras called vismaya. Vismaya Ras, which enhances or enriches a taste of motherly love. She was totally amazed. And she looked again, and she looked in Krishna's mouth, and she saw Brahmandagat. Inside Krishna's mouth, she saw Brahmandagat. And at Brahmandagat, she saw one Yashoda was there. And there was one Krishna there. And Krishna was sitting on Yashoda's lap, and Krishna's mouth was open. And that Yashoda was looking in Krishna's mouth, and that Yashoda was looking inside Krishna's mouth, which she was seeing inside Krishna's mouth, seeing Krishna look at, seeing all these universes inside the mouth. So it was quite an amazing. So she closed her eyes and she said, "What am I seeing? Oh, this must be some magic. This must be some tantric. So I don't, anyway, he's my son. I think I'm just dreaming. It's some imagination." So then she, because this is Nara Leela, human-like Leela, then she thought, "Oh, I better call the Brahmins, because the Brahmins are existing for the benefit. Namo Brahmani Hitaya. Hitaya, Jagat Hitaya. They benefit everyone by their darshan and by their teaching and puja and whatnot." So she called so many Brahmins, and then they came and they chanted so many mantras, and they took a cow's tail, and then they swung it around Krishna to create auspiciousness. And then they got a bunch of cow urine, and they gave him an abhishek. They bathed Krishna with cow urine, then they rubbed cow dung all over his body to purify his whole body. And all the coward boys are looking at him and say, "Oh my God, what a fool." And now he's, first he got him in hot water with eating clay, now the Brahmins have covered him with cow dung. And then Krishna was sitting there and he was thinking, "Oh my God, this is the last time I lied to my mother. I told a lie to my mother and I got myself in a hell of a fix. I mean, she poured cow urine all over my head. Now she covered my whole face and body with gobar, cow dung. And all my boyfriends are laughing. It doesn't seem I can ever escape these embarrassing situations." So this pastime happened here. And this really shows the very sweetness and intimacy of Braj. That no matter how much Aishwarya, grandeur, omnipotency or power, or the power of God, the almightiness of God, the pomp, or it doesn't actually change the heart of the Brijvasis. They think, "Okay, whatever I saw, I don't know, you're my son." But if you contrast the love, the Vatsalya love of Devaki and Vasudev with Nanda and Yashoda, you see that they're miles apart. I mean, it's incomparable. Because as soon as Devaki and Vasudev and Mathura, as soon as they saw their Lala, their Devaki Nandan, as soon as he showed a forearm form, they became so much respect and so much adar. They folded their hands, they started offering prayers, and they became so much intimidated, and they became almost fearful. And all of their intimacy, all their mood of motherly and fatherly love, it just vanished in the presence of that opulence. And the same thing happens in Sakyaras with Arjun. When Arjun saw the Virata Rupa on the chariot at Kurukshetra, he became fearful. And the word is there, Vayam. And then he prayed to Krishna, "Please remove this universal form and show your two-armed form again. I can't comprehend you like this. I can't relate to you like this." But when in the Braj, Krishna does the most astounding things, and all the boys just laugh. "Oh yes, everyone's telling your giridhari, but actually you didn't lift Govardhan Hill. The Brahmins did so much nice puja, and he had such a big feast. He was so happy, he just rose in the air by himself." Just like when you're happy, you jump and skip and fly in the sky. So this Giriraj, we fed him a chapan bhog, chuck-a-chuck, and he's so happy, he's just flying around. And then you ran underneath and put your finger there and said, "Look at me, I'm holding the Govardhan." So we're not impressed. You're Giridhari, I'm also Giridhari. Somehow you got the title, but I'm also Giridhari. You have a good advertising man. You have a good PR man, so you got the title Giridhari. But that Balaram's Giridhari, Sridhan's Giridhari, we all had our sticks there. We all held our sticks. So in this way, they see so much incredible power and grandeur coming from Krishna. Does that diminish their love? No, it increases their love. When Mother Yashoda saw the universal form right here in her son's mouth, she says, "Oh, what is this? Oh, that's ridiculous. Oh, come on, take my breast. Take some milk." Just increased her love and increased her attachment for Krishna. It didn't create distance, it created more intimacy. This is a place where there's so many, of course, we're a little short on time. It's hard to, with a bigger group, to move around. There's so many pastimes, Damodar Leela here. This is all the pastimes of stealing butter and yogurt. They all took place in this forest of Brihadvan, or Mahavan. And from the time, as soon as Krishna started moving, he started stealing. He got right to the business. So he would steal in so many ways, and then the gopis would come sometimes to complain against him to his mother. And then she would say, "All right, I'll call him. I'll call him and punish him." So she would call Nandulal. "Hey, come here. These ladies are complaining about you." And then Nandanandan would just stand there with his you know, little peacock feather in his top knot and a string of bells around his waist and clothed by the 10 directions. Digambara. And he looks so beautiful with some kasturi and different dots on his face. And he would just put his hand on his hip like this. And he would look at all those gopis, all the neighboring ladies that he stole yogurt from. He would just look at them so sweetly. And they would say, "Mother Yashoda, you know, this boy, you know, and then she couldn't say anything. And another gopi would say, "Yashoda, my, listen, this, your boy, you know, he came to my house and I gave him some ladus." And then another gopi said, "Yeah, I have something, Mother." And then Mother Yashoda was looking from, there were five, eight ladies gathered there to complain about the thieving or stealing of her son. So he said, "Yes, what is your complaint?" "Yes, your son, you know, he came early in the morning, he came into the house, and then I don't know, he's so beautiful." So they, as soon as they would start to open their mouth and try to complain, they would look at the object of their complaint. They would look at the defendant. Or they look at the accused. They would look at the accused and immediately drop their case. The case was closed. Mothers and fathers always give their children different toys. It's very common to keep them occupied. They give them some little dolls or little toys. So Nanda Baba was always giving Lala, Nandalal, some little toys. So he would put them in his, he would tuck them in his dhoti or put them in his turban. Sometimes he would take those toys and play with them. So one day, because he had a plan, so one day Krishna went to one house to steal yogurt with his band of thieves, Ali Baba and his band of thieves. Krishna Baba. Krishna and his band of thieves, they went into one lady's house to steal yogurt. And then they were eating yogurt with great relish early in the morning, 5 o'clock in the morning, all freshly churned yogurt in the storeroom. And then there was some sound, and Madhu Mangal, one of the boys, he was saying, "Oh," Sridham said, "Krishna, she's coming. This lady's coming, the gopi's coming, come quick." So everybody ran and jumped out the window and started running. So Krishna was last to get out. So then a lady, she caught him from behind. She just caught him from his ankle bells and she pulled him back. She said, "Oh, look, I caught you. And then you're stealing my yogurt. Now what are you going to say for yourself? You have yogurt all over your hand. And see, look, I caught you white-handed. I caught you white-handed stealing this yogurt. So what are you going to say for yourself?" And then Krishna said, What are you saying? And then the gopi said, "What am I saying? Your ears are clogged up. You're plugged up your ears. I'm saying you stole my yogurt, and this is the proof. Look at your hand." She pulled his arm up. "See, look. This is yogurt. Dahi. you stole this yogurt." And Krishna said, "Oh, you think I stole your yogurt? No. You don't understand. It's not like that at all. Acha lala. Then what happened? Can you please tell how you got that yogurt all over your hand?" And Krishna said, "Yes, I have an explanation for that. I certainly, the last thing on my mind and the last thing I would ever do is come into your house and steal your yogurt." The whole time this dialogue was going on between Krishna and this gopi, Braj Gopi, Krishna's hand was like this. His hand was closed, like in a fist, all covered with yogurt up to his elbow. yogurt all the way up to here from going. And lady is saying, "You stole." I said, "I didn't steal. I have a good excuse. I can explain why everything that happened. You let me speak." All right, Bolie, you speak. And Krishna said, "You understand? My father, Nanda Baba, he gives me many toys. So he gave me one small little calf. And I was playing with this calf. He was running here and there, and my calf ran on your house. My calf ran in your house, and he jumped in your yogurt pot. And I was just simply running after my calf, looking for my calf, and I heard some sound in this yogurt pot. Oh, ha, 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 ha. Like calf makes, you know, ha, ha. So I put my hand in to get my calf. I put my hand in, and when I came out, then there's my calf. And when Krishna opened his hand, in his hand was a tiny marble cow. Little calf. A tiny marble calf. He said, "See, I didn't steal your yogurt. I just went in to get, I lost my baby calf, and I got him out of your yogurt pot, see?" And then the Vrajagopi said, "Oh, Lala, chalo, jao, jao. Carry on. Come every day and steal."